This Chazar is saying that Shabbat Chesav Shagam Rabbi Yehudim Sechatzik Subas Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says Reb Zeir wanted to leave Babel for Eretz Yisrael. He tried to avoid Rabbi Yehuda before doing so because Rabbi Yehuda darshan and psukim to teach that one should not and actually may not move back to Eretz Yisrael before Mashiach comes. Reb Zeir darshan and psukim differently and therefore held it was mutter. Zakta Gemara, Belozah said, based on a drasha of a pasuk, anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael lives without sin. Rava told Rav Ashri that he learned the drasha of that pasuk to teach that one who lives with illness lives without sin. Rav Onan darshan the pasuk to teach that anyone who is buried in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be buried under the mizbeach. He gets forgiveness for his sins. Ula would often go to Eretz Yisrael. He ended up dying outside Eretz Yisrael, but was brought there to be buried. Rav Belozah said, being brought to Eretz Yisrael for burial is not nearly as good as actually dying in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Hanina spoke harshly against people who lived outside Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda Neim Shmuel said, just as one may not leave Eretz Yisrael for Bavel, you also may not leave Bavel for other countries. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef said, one may not even go from Pumbedisa to Beikubi. Rabbi Yosef put someone in Cherem for doing so. When one of the Rabbanon died after leaving Pumbedisa, Abaya said he could have lived if he wanted to by not leaving Pumbedisa. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef said, the best people of Bavel are absorbed by Eretz Yisrael. The best people of all the other countries are absorbed by Bavel. What does that mean? If it means that the most genealogically fit people of Bavel marry, meaning are absorbed by the people in Eretz Yisrael, that can't be, because we learned actually that the people in Bavel are more genealogically pure even than the people in Eretz Yisrael. So rather, must be referring to burial. It means the best people of Bavel are brought to Eretz Yisrael for burial, and from other countries they're brought to Bavel for burial. Rabbi Yehuda Dashan's apostle to teach anyone who lives in Bavel is that it's as if he lives in Eretz Yisrael. Abaye said, we have a tradition that Bavel will not suffer through the Chevelei Mashiach, the pains that come before Mashiach. The Gemara said this actually refers to a particular city in Bavel. Rabbi Yehuda Dashan's apostle to teach that there will only be Tchias Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Be'Abba named Rabbi Yechanan said, whoever walks four Amos in Eretz Yisrael is assured that he has a place in Olam Haba. Does Rabbi Lozer not think that the tzaddikim outside Eretz Yisrael will have Tchias HaMesim? He says that they won't have Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Lo said they will have Tchias HaMesim, but they will roll under the ground until they get to Eretz Yisrael, and the Tchias HaMesim will take place then in Eretz when they reach Eretz Yisrael. Abaye explained that underground tunnels will be created for them, where they'll be able to walk through them. That will lessen any pain associated with this process. Karna said, this is the reason that Yaakov Avinu insisted on being buried in Eretz Yisrael, so as not to have to suffer through the rolling, because he wasn't sure if he'd be zeichet to have those tunnels created for him. Rav Chanina said the same regarding Yosef's request that he be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Based on this teaching, Rabbah's brothers tried to get him to move to Eretz Yisrael with them. Gemara says Vayter. Rabbi Lazar dash in the pasuk to teach that an Am Oretz will not have Tchias HaMesim. Abraisa says this as well. Rabbi Yechanan told him that pasuk may be referring to one who does Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Lazar responded that he has another pasuk that can teach this concept that the Amaratzim will not have Tchias HaMesim. But he saw that Rabbi Yechanan was pained by this drasha. He said that Rabbi Yechanan felt that the Eibush doesn't want you to dash in like this way against the Amaratzim. So therefore, Rabbi Lazar said, you know what? If an Am Oretz provides for Tamid HaChamim, they will have Tchias HaMesim. By Yosef dash the pasuk teach that tzaddikim will have tchias hamesim in Yerushalayim. He also said that tzaddikim will arise with their clothing. He said, if wheat, which gets buried without a shell, comes out of the ground with a shell, certainly the tzaddik who is buried with his clothing will arise with his clothing. Whether it refers to actual clothing or it refers to spiritual clothing, different ways to understand pshat in the Gemara. Mara says he also darshan, this is Rechiba Yosef, also darshan that in the future the ground of Eretz Yisrael will produce ready-made bread rolls and fancy woolen clothing ready to wear. Yeah, Bryce darshan the pasuk to teach that in the future the wheat will grow as tall as palm trees and reach the mountaintops. Hashem will then have a wind blow and expensive flour will fall directly to the ground from that wheat. A person will be able to take a handful and support himself and his family. Also, the wheat kernels will be as large as two kidneys of a large ox. Gemara cites instances of tremendous blessing in Eretz Yisrael in the times of the Tanoim, how the produce and the fruits of Eretz Yisrael had tremendous bracha. The Braisa teaches that in the future, one grape will be enough for a person's wine needs. He'll take the grape, put it into his house, and drink from it directly like a keg. He'll have many, many, much wine coming from that one grape. The Gemara then goes on to say how large and plentiful the grapes and produce will be. The Gemara tells us, Rechiya bar Ado inherited a vineyard that produced tremendous amounts of wine from just a small amount of grapes. The Gemara then gives many more examples of how blessed the produce was in those times. The Gemara then gives examples of how the blessing was later removed.